Robert Mueller faces more questions today in a second round of Senate confirmation hearings to be the next FBI director. Yesterday, Mueller gave some details about his management priorities. He also was bombarded with questions about how he would fix highly publicized problems at the Bureau. But even Democrats are pushing Mueller's nomination along. NPR's Emily Harris reports.
Senators didn't hide their unhappiness with many of the FBI's well-known mistakes, from bad lab work to missing guns to mishandling documents in the Timothy McVeigh case. Nonetheless, Mueller's first day of confirmation hearings was friendly and supportive. Republican Senator Orrin Hatch asked if Mueller will continue to require lie detector tests for some agents. The practice was started after spy Robert Hansen was discovered working within the Bureau. Mueller said he's already taken his polygraph.
This may be my training from the Marine Corps, but you don't ask people to do that which you're unwilling to do yourself. I have already taken that polygraph.
The only reason I asked that question is because I knew you had, and I just think it's important. It's important for people to... how did you do?
I'm sitting here. That's all I can
say. I'm sorry.
Mueller promised to move quickly on administrative issues, one of the top challenges facing the FBI. He hinted he would freshen the upper ranks at the Bureau, but hesitated to endorse a more decentralized management structure. One of Mueller's main priorities is clearly improving technology at the FBI. He wants out with the old computer system and in with a new one. Mueller says technical upgrades and more computer training are vital to better management and decision-making.
I would be able to review, as would the intermediate managers, the work on critical cases by turning on your computer and using the mouse to click on a series of cases to see what has been done the last 30 days, what you expect to be done in the next 30 days. When you're talking about span of control, it's a combination of putting in place, in my mind, a management structure, but also having the tools that give you transparency all the way down to the field level.
A few tensions surfaced during Monday's hearing. Democrat Charles Schumer said he'd been told some people in the FBI disagree with the Bush administration's proposal to shorten the time law enforcement officials keep background checks from gun sales. Mueller wasn't comfortable with the idea of sources in the FBI sharing that kind of internal policy debate with a senator. He worried out loud about the Bureau becoming a political football. Schumer pressed further for Mueller's views.
Doesn't it make sense that destroying these records quickly could, I'm not saying will, but could subvert the FBI's effort to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and go after the bad dealers?
It could. I am not familiar with the debate or the what evidence there is, what study there has been of the impact of the change. But yes, it could.
The most drawn-out questioning came from a Republican on the Judiciary Committee. Senator Arlen Specter repeatedly grilled Mueller on when he'd be willing to share internal FBI documents with members of Congress who are charged with oversight. Mueller said he is part of the Department of Justice and in some situations may need to go through the Attorney General. Specter grumbled. Democratic Committee Chair Patrick Leahy intervened. He suggested the nominee and Senator Specter work out their differences before today's hearing so Mueller's confirmation can go ahead. Emily Harris, NPR News, Washington.